In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod the Tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, Tetrarch of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias was Tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the desert. John went throughout the whole region of the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah. A voice of one crying out in the desert, "Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding roads shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning, everyone. Somebody asked me why I wasn't wearing pink this morning. And I said, let me tell you something, man. That's Gaudete Sunday. That's next Sunday. And I don't wear pink. It's rose. Jesus rose from the dead. He didn't pink from it. It's a reminder, though, you men out there, don't forget to wear rose in solidarity next weekend. The word Advent, sometimes we use words and we don't know the meaning of the word. The word Advent means coming towards. So when we say the word Advent, we could be saying coming towards. And so it's God coming towards us, but it's also us coming towards God. We're called to straighten the pathways. And in doing so, we come a little closer towards God. And when I was reading this reading, thinking of how I was going to prepare a homily, I don't know if you had the same kind of reaction, but when you begin this gospel reading, there's a lot of names in there, people we don't really know who they were. Maybe we just know they were historically important. Tiberius Caesar, we know Pontius Pilate, Philip, Tetrarch of the region, his brother. And I'm just thinking, hurry up, let's get to the good stuff. And we kind of want to browse through that very quickly. And then I realize that this is important, that this gospel reading as it's setting itself up is important, because where does the word of God land? Where does it come to? It comes to this guy, John. I think the world would expect that if something important was going to happen, it's going to happen to the leaders. It's going to happen to Caesar, or it's going to happen to Pontius Pilate, or the high priest, Annas, or Caiaphas. And we think, it won't happen to me. I don't know what you think. Maybe you're thinking, oh, the word of God will come to Father Boulding, or Father Steve, or the sisters, or maybe to Bishop Olmsted. But we hear how it passes by all these great authorities, these great leaders, and it lands in the maybe the most unexpected place, in the desert. You know, you might think in the great city of Jerusalem, but it lands there in the desert. And the good news is this, is that God can come to you wherever you are at, no matter how far you have fallen, no matter what desert you find yourself in, God can certainly come to you, and he wants to. God comes toward us in this Advent season. St. Bernard of Clairvaux gave a beautiful reflection about Advent, and he said there were the three comings. There's the first coming. Historically, there's more historical evidence that Jesus was a real person than any one of you or anybody in history. There's more historical evidence for Jesus being a real person in history than any one of us. And so we celebrate that, that Jesus came among us. When we celebrate that Christmas, we remember how he did so in a lowly manger, a place where animals ate out of. And then we recall also that we believe that he will come again. And so that's the second coming, and we're waiting for that. I don't know about you, but in this day and age, sometimes I'm like, hurry up, Jesus, come over. We're making a mess of this planet, and you know, you need to come and hurry up and judge the world. And then there's that other coming, the third one, how Jesus comes to each one of us every day. And so St. Bernard of Clairvaux said, the first coming, Jesus came in weakness. He came in weakness. He came in the flesh. And he was subject to man's rule. Pontius Pilate put him to death on the cross. And he was hated by many. And he said that the second coming, Jesus is going to come in power and majesty. And all people of the world will bend their knee in adoration, whether they like it or not, right? So Jesus is going to come again in great power and majesty. And he says the third way that Jesus comes is he's invisible, seen only by the believer. And this is the way that Jesus comes to us today at this very Mass and any time in our life, that Jesus can come to us in an unseen way, but through the eyes or through the heart of a believer. And Jesus humbles himself every time he does that. And whether it's a beautiful church, like St. Thomas the Apostle, or he comes to a small little church in downtown Phoenix, or wherever the Mass is celebrated. I don't know if you heard the story of Cardinal Van Thuan. He was arrested by the communists in Vietnam not so long ago, and he was in prison. And each of the prisoners were given 50 centimeters of bed space. They had to share bunks. And somebody snuck in a bottle of medicine, but it didn't have medicine, it had wine. And they would take a portion of their bread and they would put it on his hand, a drop of wine and a piece of the bread. And in the bunk, in this prison cell, he would celebrate Mass. And God is so beautiful, so humble, that he will come to that desert place. It doesn't have to be a big, glorious cathedral. God came and made himself truly present in that very, very humble way. And so we should rejoice and celebrate in this reading that God wants to come towards us. Advent is known in the church as a kind of mini Lent, in which we are called to do some preparatory work as we prepare for the way that he comes to us. And so we decorate our houses. And people say, oh, you put up the Christmas tree. You say, no, that's not a Christmas tree, that's the Advent tree. Or you put up Christmas lights. No, those are Advent lights. But we're making preparation for celebrating the coming of Jesus. Sometimes we forget about the inside. We have a beautiful decorated house, but maybe our soul looks pretty desolate. We need to do some preparatory work. And so the gospel reading says that the way that we prepare for the coming is by straightening his paths. Every valley shall be filled, every mountain and hill shall be made low, the winding road shall be made straight, and rough ways made smooth. Last week I was out in the desert with my truck, with Father Larry. We like to go four-wheeling. We were out by Superior. It was Forest Road 315, past a few mines, and then the road got really rocky, and we let the air out of our tires down to about 18 PSI. We went through some mud, Tacoma loves mud, right through it. And in the distance, we could see this mountain trail winding up the side of the hill. We said, let's try that. Where does that go? Who knows? There's no signal on my cell phone to see. And as we're going up the hill, we recognize, oh, this is much worse up close than when we were way out there. So we get out of the truck and we're walking up the hill to see whether we can make it. And I'm thinking, I could put my tire on this and that'll give me a little higher clearance. My differential should clear this boulder. And then, you know, we make our way up the hill. Hopefully I won't fall off the side. And several places, Father Larry was where he doesn't have a lift on his truck. He put rocks down. Said, I'm going to fill in this hole over here so that my truck can get up and go over. And it really made me think about that. When we hear this gospel passage to make straight these roads, we live in Phoenix. We have great roads, paved. We don't have to worry about ground clearance and traction and all those other kind of things. But this is the image that the gospel gives us. And I think that in each one of those images, we can think of something that can help prepare our soul, our heart, to receiving God. And it doesn't have to be complicated. I'm reading a book right now. It's a simple little book. It's The Rosary. The contemplative rosary as seen in the eyes of St. Teresa of Avila and St. John Paul II. And St. Teresa says that she taught her sisters, it's not about how much you pray, it's about whether you prayed at all. You can pray 3-4 rosaries, but if your heart wasn't there, it won't have much effect. She said, I would rather that you pray one good rosary than praying a whole bunch of other things. And so we can think about that as we make preparation in our heart to receive Jesus in this coming Christmas. And so we start with the valleys. The valleys are like holes. And we think, what is it that's missing in my spiritual life? Maybe it's charity. Maybe I've forgotten to be charitable towards others, whether that's financially or with forgiveness, the various ways of being charitable to others. What are those things in my life that are missing? Have I completely forgotten to pray or read the Bible or some good thing that's missing in my life? Maybe it's spending time with your spouse. You've gotten so busy with life that you forgot to pay attention to your spouse. Or what is it, that good thing that needs to be filled in, that's missing? Those are the valleys that we fill in. The gospel says that every mountain and hill shall be made low. I think of those as obstacles, those things that are present in our life that prevent us from drawing close to God, or because of it requires our free will, and God respects our free will. He doesn't force himself on us. It prevents God from coming closer toward us. And so those are the sins that we need to remove from our hearts, from our lives. Some of those sins might be little hills. It's a piece of cake. You can do it. It's easy. Just put a little effort into it. But some of those sins can be like huge mountains. Maybe those habitual sins. And we think of them as so big that we're never going to overcome them, so we just let them be. Well, God wants us to gradually whittle down those mountains and make those ways straight as well. And we start with confession and bringing that sin over and over again to confession to receive the grace to overcome those sins. And really looking for ways of how you can overcome those habitual sins. And we are called to look at the windy roads, the roads that are rough, that we can make them smooth. I think of those things as things that we're already doing. Things that we're already doing that are good, but we're not doing them the right way. You know, sometimes people will say, well, I pray before I go to bed and I fall asleep. Well, maybe we're doing that the wrong way. We need to pray that a little differently. Or somebody will say, well, I'm doing this charitable thing, but they're doing it in the wrong way because it's about them getting attention, being praised for their generosity And so maybe we're doing something good, but we're doing it in the wrong way, so it's a little crooked, and it needs to be straightened out. And I think we can all think about that in our own lives, things that we're doing, but we know that we should be doing them a little bit differently or a little bit better. And so as we prepare ourselves in this Advent for the coming of Jesus, as we remember his coming in Christmas, we're called to recall that Jesus wants to come to us. Jesus will humble himself and come to that desert place wherever you are at. But we can certainly do things to prepare the way, to fill those valleys in, to lower those mountains, and to make smooth the rough path. And may God bless each of us in that journey. Amen.